This is a fun episode.
I mean, they're all fun.
So,
but like,
yo, you say that, absolutely right. But the thing coming, the words coming out of your mouth and your face are totally different. They're not matching to what you're saying.
I am confused. Do you want to have fun or not?
Nah.
No, he's saying like they're all fun episodes with like the with a scowl on your face
as you record this episode. You can't even see my face.
That's right. You are barely shrouded in the hood and the hat.
I'm in my fucking Jedi gear.
Jedi gear.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, cats and dogs, welcome to the Built Sideways Podcast, Season 3, Episode 14.
Fuck.
Anniversary episode.
I
feel so bad about this.
How many years?
Anyways, we're going to talk about it. My name is Brian. I go by BroBuilder on the Intergrams, and you can call me Brian everywhere else. You see me on the streets. I'm joined by the usual cast of miscreants. And ear-duels. We've got Kyle Harris.
Hi. Clueless
Gumball Builder. Julio Aponte.
I'm back.
He's back.
Again. And the ever-vescent, ever-present. Christian Pabalte, Chris Pabs.
Oh, what? I wasn't here.
He just called me back. Vapo rub.
Skids in across the room like Tom Cruise in a pair of tidy whities and a half button down shirt and some socks. Comes on in. The anniversary episode. This is the end of our second year. And why is it season 3, you might ask, Brian? Because he's the one that's made it season 3. I know, and it is my fault. It was because we started the new year and I was like, we're on season 3, because I had too much bourbon that week.
I'm gonna do an addendum. It was actually the end of season 1. It was the end of the year, like our first year of doing the podcast, so from July to December. And we were like, we're gonna take a short break and then come back in the new year fresh. And you were like, season 2. Anyway,
I guess season, you started I guess with season 2. 2, not season 3.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
So yeah. So instead of just taking a short break on season 1, we went ahead and decided that let's just call it season 2. Well, you decided to call it season 2.
I did. No, I did. Yeah. I definitely made an executive unregulated and unwarranted decision.
Guys. One of the buses got the most epic name ever, called the Human Rich Merchant.
So, Kyle is printing.
I'm a madman. Print all the things.
I'm a madman, too. That's why we all get along. We're all madmen here.
We are mad people.
Just take those old records off the shelf.
Listen to him by myself?
Doesn't have the same soul.
It's that old time of rock and roll. Sorry, Bubs. Cut all this shit out. Nobody needs to hear this.
No, they're totally going to hear all of this, 100% of it. And you deserve it.
Unedited.
Fuck.
Julio the Gray over here and the hood and the beard.
You shall not pass.
I told you the story of Dark Plagueis.
Yo, could you fucking imagine if you had to fight a Balrog? Like,
no, I'd be dead.
Yeah,
make it that far.
And this 364-year-old man stands on a bridge and fights it.
The thing about Gandalf is he's like not necessarily an Iluvatar, but he is definitely like more of an extra, I don't know,
extra virgin olive oil.
you know, he's yeah, he's kind of endless, and
he just changes colors, died. Right?
He died fighting he died fighting the Balrog. Gandalf the Grey died fighting the Balrog, and then he lost. But the thing is, not even that. You're getting ahead of the story here, because he
spoiler.
So his corporeal form, his physical form was destroyed, same as the Balrogs during the battle, but his mind, his consciousness, his essence continued on, and then they briefly touch on it in the movies, but it basically is like he goes on and on where, like, you know, every, it's like that whole time stretch thing where like every day for him is like 100 years for us or something like that, you know, and he just like experienced all of reality for so long. Yes
God. Is this why Bobo says, oh, keep your secrets?
Who the fuck is Bobo?
Bilbo. He says
it's just the younger one.
Frodo,
there you go.
Yeah, Frodo.
I'm not the Hobbit, the other Hobbit. How is it you can maintain your immortality? He's like, bitch, you can't handle it.
Kyle was wrong on two levels.
Yeah. But wait, there's more. Sam. It was Sam, right? Sam Baggins.
You're watching the, oh my God. So you're watching, you're watching Baggins. The show, and Kyle walks in as a stagehand, falls in through the window while they're like trying to film all this perspective shit with like a big, you know, Gandalf in the foreground, like not really big, but in the foreground, and like little
about to Frodo in the back. Raid on Holmes Deep or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, Kyle's got some fucking scones. He's like, crumpets, falls through the window. Anyways, I don't know what that was, but that was fantastic. All right. Anyways, yeah, Gandalf is not a normal guy. Why are we talking about this? It's the fucking anniversary episode. Hooray, welcome to the fucking show. If you didn't know this is what it was, this is what it's always been. It's probably always gonna end up being.
Was the connection that just like Gandalf, we are reborn? New Year,
yes,
new
us? No, man.
Riding on most deep. I'm gonna fucking shine some bright light and kill some orcs.
No. Uruk-hai. Actually, it was more Uruk-hai than anything. Yeah. Why are we still talking about Lord of the Rings? This isn't a Lord of the Rings podcast. Kyle, why?
What? Can we start a Lord of the Rings podcast?
No.
I really don't.
I don't know enough, so you guys don't need me on the show.
I don't know enough. And I'm just regurgitating stuff that I watch on you or listen to on YouTube while I model and I scribe shit. Wow. So here we are. Another year. Another giant pile of podcasts.
Nice.
How many is this? It's like 40 something, right? 50 something.
I don't exactly remember the exact amount, but we're in, I believe we're in the 50s.
The 50s? Shit.
I can take a quick look and give you
guys. Well, if we've been up for 2 years, it should be at least.
Do some math. It's 52 weeks in a year. We've been here for 2 years. Cut that in half because we do it bi-monthly. So
26 episodes a year.
51 episodes. 51 episodes. We're at 51.
Wow.
I don't handful think of interviews, handful of guests. Oh, and wait, does that include the one that isn't released yet or this one?
After this, I mean, this will be episode technically 53.
So it'll be 50, mm-hmm. Then 52 prior to this.
52? Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, the one we already recorded, which is nice. Yeah, exactly. A whole fucking 2S years.
President Shinra. Oh, shit.
Kyle, I don't mind you shopping and looking around, man, but don't
I'm sorry,
broadcast it. I'm muted.
Oh man, I did think that was actually pretty funny.
I'm putting it away.
I have to edit this shit out.
I'm putting it away. No more.
Should leave it in.
I'm closing the window. Nope. Okay, we're back.
What's worth,
what's up, guys? What are you talking about?
The anniversary episode that we're recording right now.
Oh shit, how many years?
2 stressful years.
President Shiro. Remind you guys, you're listening to Build Sideways.
Oh, God bless you, Kyle. All right, so a lot has happened, at least over this last year, since the last time we had an anniversary episode in my world of the internet and reality. And I do want to share that I went to my first club meeting.
Yay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. MFCA. For what club? Club meeting. At the MFC, the Miniature Figure Modelers of America.
Nice.
Or Collectors. I think it's Collectors. MFCA. Yeah. Yeah. And it was cool. Was down at AAA Hobbies outside Philadelphia. And it was awesome. I went down, I grabbed a bite to eat with my buddy Floyd and his friend. And we went to the meeting and talked about models with a bunch of really cool ass people. Justin Ryan, of course, is there. I hung out with him a lot. And I get along with him real well, so makes sense. And yeah, and it was cool. And I bought a cool ass model. I got a little, I got my first Italeri kit. I've never built an Italeri kit before. And it's a Ford Escort, 79 Rally Champ. Nice. And I'm pretty stoked on that. Looks pretty cool. I cracked it open the other day. Cause I was like, I don't know if this model, it felt really light. Cause like, I never built an Italeri kit before. You know, you get we buy a lot of Gundams, right? You get a lot of Bandai kits. You kind of know what you're getting. You feel that HG, you get that HG box, it has a little bit of humph to it. You're like, oh, all right, let's get a little something in there. Or you have my same deal, Master Grade. You get a little bit chunky Master Grade box. It's got like some sprues in it. And you're like, yeah, this is going to be a doozy. This kit, I got it. And I was like, feels kind of light. I was like, a little worried.
Light plastic.
Right. Well, sort of. It's also a very large box for a 24 scale car kit. And cracked it open. Super duper detailed. Looks really great. I can't wait to actually build it when the time comes. But remember, also an Escort. An Escort is a tiny ass car. So like,
it's 124?
Yeah.
So it's like 6-7 inches?
No. Remember, no? 24 scale automotive cars are, 6 inches, maybe.
Yeah, 6 inches. At best. Okay. Yeah.
Right, okay. Yeah. Chris has got his build for the Now or Never right now.
Yo, that looks like the tip of a penis.
What the fuck? Why does everything got to be a dick? I don't.
What are you? No. How? What? I mean, what?
It's just funny. I'm just joking.
All the best things.
Honestly, it looks like a snake head. Like you were holding the skull.
It does look like a viper or some
shit. Yeah, it's fucking cool, man.
Yeah. So, Chris, is that all glued together or? Just
the wide, well, no, the wide body kit has been installed, so that's
permanently so that's fixed. Yeah, nice. Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The hood on that is removable, or
it's removable. Yes.
Okay.
I probably will glue it on once.
You want to show the engine?
Fixed. There's no engine.
No.
Oh, you didn't. I thought you bought a resin for the engine, like Brian did.
I did not.
No, and I didn't. My engine is for the other. That's for the
other. Oh, that's for your Skyline, right?
Yes, for my Skyline, exactly. That's going to be a longer, more arduous build. Mm-hmm. This is like a fast and fun.
Fast, loose, and
I'm not stressing.
Yeah, I'm doing. That's what I was working on before the DeLorean, doing my extra work, which is funny. Fast and fun, and I'm carving wires out of plastic. But it looks great, and I can't. You can't fucking deny the benefit of adding that detail to it, so there's no reason not to do the rest of it and just kind of keep rocking and rolling.
And you have
I do
fun,
get
right?
a step on it because we got about a month left, and I spent a long time dealing with this laundry system in my house.
Fuck, so. Dude, yeah. Clothes are right. Awesome, though.
Tell me just about it. Result. I got OMC and Cerulean and MMSI all around the same time. So MMSI is in October. Cerulean projects due the 1st, and OMC is due September 1st or end of September.
No, it's the end of October.
Yes, another month. Okay, end of October. So same. So Cerulean and OMC due the same time.
Yes.
Well, good. My build for both of them is the same thing. So, haha. But I am far from done, and I look at every part that I build on this custom hosh-posh of parts makes me dread wanting to paint it. So I'm like, oh my god, this is going to be a nightmare.
Yeah. Adding hosh-posh to Miggle Maggle list.
Oh, hosh-posh. Yeah, that's a builder's skill right there. It's like a level 2 building skill, you know. Any hosh-posh to your menagerie?
Hosh, not hodgepodge.
Hosh-posh. Yeah. It's a different type of parts than a hodgepodge.
Hosh-posh.
Hosh-posh part.
What are you? Is it bougie? It sounds bougie. It sounds very bougie. Dude,
it's the bougiest of bougie. You have to have a reservation for this modeling
bougie
skill.
Kit bashing. Yes. Oh man,
I take the best parts.
I glanced into the chasm of that little idiom that we just tickled on there, and I decided to not. Let's not go there.
Hodgepodge? Is that even a word?
No, it's not.
Hodgepodge.
Hodgepodge.
Yeah, hodgepodge. Hodgepodge is
Mod Podge. Hodgepodge
is the clue.
No, not Mod Podge.
That's Mod Podge.
No. Yep. Hodgepodge is like a bunch of shit thrown together.
Yeah. Hodgepodge.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
That's why I added it to the list of Kyleisms. Right next to
when I do it, it's a hodgepodge, okay?
It's right next to Miggle Maggle.
Miggle Maggle. And any other ones I may have spoken.
I'm working on it. No, I got a little list, buddy. I got a little list going.
But no cigar.
It's cool.
Yeah, no wonder why everybody looks like I'm dumb at work. You're supposed to be in charge. I'm like, yeah, I'm in charge. Yeah,
why does that sound so hard? Just making up words. Sometimes you make up words. It's just,
the thing with you, Kyle, is while it's like, yeah, you're right. It's a nonsensical thing. It's close enough to the actual word where people understand what you're trying to say. So it's like, oh, okay. Well, he's trying to say.
Basic principle of communication. Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys are getting hung up on the wrong shit. You know what I'm saying.
I don't think we are.
We figure it out, you know?
I don't even have to. It's like I have a babble fish in my ear. It just knows that I was
translating for you. It's translating for you.
I got my Kyle decoder ring. every episode, you get a new one. Yeah.
You don't know how many boxes of cereal Julio had to go through to get of Kylos.
So many boxes of Miggle Maggles.
The Kylos is also been taken off the shelf, so good luck finding a Dakota ring.
I know, it was because of the famed magical rusted
ring. Razor took it off the shelves. Apparently lead poisoning or something, I don't know. Fuck.
Oh, shit.
All right. Wow, what a long, strange trip it's been, and it continues to be.
Completely sideways.
We don't even have like any structure for this episode.
Nope. No topics. How do you feel about the last 2 years of recording with the rest of us?
One lesson I learned from this entire thing, this podcasting thing, is how I didn't realize when we had started this how demanding it would all be on my time, because it's crazy. It's a crazy kind of juggle of I gotta get these guys to record, and then once the recording's done,
it's been super easy. I just show up. It's what are you talking about? It's super easy. Man.
No, I was gonna like do a little segue and be like, Chris edits everything. Chris is the
backbone of this podcast. He lifts
all the heaviness. Yeah. I barely post the Instagram stuff. That's the only thing that I do to really add value, or I throw money at the fire.
I pick photos, covers.
When we had initially started this whole thing, like episode 1, 2, or maybe like the first 3 episodes, like it was like, okay, well, I can, this is the editing is quite easy. It's not as demanding as I thought it would be, and you know, I could just, you know, kind of just make sure somebody isn't talking over each other, or you know, just kind of mix things around so that it sounds good, right, in terms of quality. And then I realized everybody has a different fucking microphone, and everybody sounds totally different from each other, and it just sounds like the worst phone conversation you could have back in like 1998 or something, a group call. That was a fun time. When you know, like when we started, you know, obviously Bill Cyrus didn't have an Instagram account or something to promote our episodes on. And that was a whole thing of trying to, you know, kind of. So we also have Critical Builds Instagram account, and which is also linked to my Instagram. So it was a whole thing of trying to create a new account and linking that account to that account, and it was just a whole mess. And I was like, oh my god, what did I get myself into?
Well, you know, Chris, I honestly think that there's a good section of our listeners out there that may not know about Critical Builds.
No, I don't.
I tickled it a little bit in an Instagram story with my new hat that I got. Wait, oh, easy tiger. No. But would you take a second and kind of like let everyone out there know that may not know what the fuck that is? And guys, also, Julio, Kyle, please add in to the conversation.
Yeah. What the fuck is Critical Builds, guys?
Gosh, I don't know. God. When did we start that? 2019?
Yeah, I remember you were like
COVID.
We were
prior, wasn't it?
You were sharing stuff, and
no, it was before because I remember I had to review when I was working, and review models on lunch break.
Pab was like, "Yo, you see this? This shit sucks. Yeah. We should get people to watch us tell them that they suck."
I'm wagging my finger. I'm shaking my head. No, that's not how it was started.
I was just like, we got to school these fools.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
So what was it? Yeah. So I think it was just 2019 because it was pre-pandemic for sure. Right.
Yeah.
I put the idea forward to you guys, including Z, who's off fighting snakes or whatever.
It was after SCGMC, though, for sure.
Yeah, it was definitely after SCGMC. Yeah. I remember, so again, like I was getting a ton of messages about like, oh, can I get feedback? Cause I was a judge for SCGMC and I was getting a ton of like asking for feedback. And I was like, well, why don't I just grab all of these at once and put them on a show and I can just talk about them. But then I figured, hey, I'm not really that interesting. So why don't I have a group of people talk about these builds? Because everybody has, their own kind of corner or their own aesthetic and their own way of building things, you know, why don't we just have a conglomerate of people talk about this stuff and, you know, stream it so that people see what our thought processes are when we see these, whether it's for judging or just, you know, for feedback. And that's how Critical Builds was pretty much born. It started from there. And then it was like, oh gosh, how many episodes did we get through? Seasons did we get through?
12? Like,
Two seasons.
Two seasons. I think we got up to like 25 episodes, right, or something like that. And they something were like that. And they were like, for season one was anywhere between 2 to 3 hours per episode.
Yeah, as a base primer for anyone that doesn't know, it's a submission based critical, and quality oriented critique, episode, and then so. People that wish to submit could fill out a form that Chris devised, a Google form, submit some photos, submit a write-up, whatever they did, and then, you know, seek feedback or whatever. We also did features where we just like, showed off a model that someone did, or, you know, something that someone was very proud of, and kind of showcased it a little bit and talked about, you know, the finer aspects of it, less of the, like, you know, nitpicking, getting down to those brass tacks that, like, we all love to know about our shit.
Yeah. Well, one of the great things about it was all of the people that submitted entries were watchers of the show. So typically they would be in the chat while we critique the build, and then we can get some questions and answers. Say, hey, we noticed this. What was going on with that? We can get some back and forth discussion to get a better understanding and then help the individual with whatever advice we had to give them, which was another, I liked that part. I liked when the member was in the audience and we were able to have a conversation with them and really crack down on the specifics rather than just saying it and in hope they get a chance to see it later and absorb something from it. So those were the best moments when we had viewer interaction while critiquing their builds and really getting some back and forth discussion and really just talking shop.
Oh, sure. Those are all available. All those episodes are available on Chris's his YouTube channel. So go look up Chris Pabs on YouTube, and you can check out our old Critical. Yeah, Red's our R3D5UNZ.
I think it's just Chris Pabs now. I think I changed Chris Pabs on that point. Yeah.
Not the old R-R-E-D.
It's Leonhard.
So no. There have been talks about Critical Builds coming back.
Yes.
We've been talking about it because it's, you know, it was a fun thing to do. There was never any kind of negative connotation behind it. And anybody who submitted knew it was, you know, or, you know, if they specified it was for a critique, it was always helpful, I think.
We're not trying to rip on anyone. It's not a roast. We just try to help, right? And grow together.
Unless you ask for a roast. We gave roasts upon request.
True.
However, again, this goes full circle back to like my original point. This podcast is very demanding. Like very demanding. Like a lot of my time and my efforts are kind of spent trying to make sure that these episodes go out on time, or they're scheduled, or you know, they're cut. And then we also have our Patreon who get these episodes uncut. Make sure that runs well. There's still stuff missing currently, merchandise, stuff like that. Like nothing. Oh, like word. Nothing.
No, and I gotta send out stickers. Core. We gotta get stickers reordered, and cards and stuff. Like there's so many things for the patrons. Yeah, there's a lot of things that are like.
All the other stuff is like extras, right? Like there's nothing like core missing from the format itself, because the episodes are the important thing. And for those, I don't remember who it was, but somebody asked me if the episodes are ever going to be behind the paywall. No, these episodes are never, for me anyway, they're never going to be behind the paywall, because I believe in free knowledge. And you know, if anybody can ever glean anything from any of these episodes, I think that's the time that we've spent on it. It's time well spent.
Tomfoolery should always be free.
Yeah.
Free the tomfoolery. True. The tomfoolery.
Free tomfoolery. Yes. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. I mean,
did
you guys learn anything?
I was going to say, what do you think on it, Julio?
I hated every fucking minute of this bullshit. You guys have fucking ideas and rope me into this bullshit.
We're gonna talk about it, and you're gonna talk about it, and we're gonna have a fucking conversation.
Yeah, it's been great fun.
Speaking about Julio, he's really good at mixed signals.
Yeah.
I don't. Do you like me or do you not like me? I don't know.
What?
Here's the wild thing about Julio, right? So this is where I was like, yeah, let's I'll get Julio on both Critical Builds, and then eventually we got you on this podcast. So Julio and I, we've hung out outside of like streams and stuff. We've hung out, played video games and stuff. We play multiplayer games, or sometimes we play different games. We just hang out like after a stream or whatever, right? And he would say some of the most profound shit I've ever heard, like about modeling, about life. Like philosophies, whatever the fuck. Like he would just sprout some shit off like out of nowhere. I'm like, what the fuck? Where did that come from? I'm like, well, why don't we record this stuff? Because it sounds good. You put him in front of a microphone to record and he doesn't say shit.
Not a fucking word. I don't say nothing. Nah, you guys talk a lot, man. Fuck.
He's like the Michael, you know that new meme that's out here? Michael Shannon, the whole... I had a good time. I got a nice bag.
I got a loot. Not a loot bag. I'm thinking about running after loot goblins right now. I say stupid shit on the media of the internet. They're not my friends. I don't have to hang out with them.
Oh, but some of them are.
Yeah.
But we're your friends. When you're hanging out with us, fuck everybody else. The listeners aren't here. It's just us.
Have I not been profound at all on any episode? This is fucked up. I got to go back
actually,
and listen to it.
The thing about you, Julio, you are. You remind me of a story that my wife tells me. She When she was in college, she went to college for writing and a bunch of different stuff. She has a shitload of degrees. She's fantastically smart. And this is not a conversation about her, but she had this professor that she had that she would only go to certain classes because she only needed to go to show up for tests, to show up for whatever. And she would show up and then, you know, ace a test or whatever. And the teacher said that you're like a fuzzy channel, like a channel between the channels. What was that, huh?
She knows like you're talking about TV
signal. She hears me talking about it. Yeah, she knows. Yeah, no. So you're a bad TV. Hold on. Come here. Tell it. Come here.
I want to hear it directly from the source. Just
come in and tell us. Because she's reading an article about Destiny.
Ah. Destiny. The game?
Well, I mean, you know, Chris is like, oh, I completely understand. No, she said that she was like a bad TV signal. It's that when she comes in, she doesn't always come in, but when she comes in, it's crystal clear.
So it's like porno, HBO, the fuzzy HBO porno channel.
Oh, fuck, no.
Julio. Skinamax. Skinamax network.
When you see the nip, you're having it, but then the fuzz.
No, this isn't like watching weird cable in the 80s or weird satellite cable in the 80s. This is, we're talking about like Julio's wisdom.
Memory of my childhood.
Talking about Julio's wisdom.
I have old VH1 wisdom.
When they played music?
Where are they now? Video?
And I don't know.
Pop up videos.
No, but for real, like, yeah, Julio, you're like, you're a deep individual and you've barely touched the surface because.
Is that a fat joke? That's a fucking fat joke, bro.
I was thinking more like Crystal Lake. I was thinking more like Crystal Lake, like your Jason.
Voorhees
on the bottom of Crystal Lake. And every once in a while, you kill one of them shits.
Man, it's profound. Teenagers, man.
Oh, so you're saying Julio's a cock block. He sees a bunch of horny teenagers. No sex by my lake.
No sex for you. No. I'm ugly. I'm going to fuck up your life.
And see, I can take a weird analogy and I can make it wonderful. And then Kyle will just walk across it with these just dirty shoes, like muddy ass shoes straight out the field. Kyle's out there.
Oh, you just mopped the floor? My bad.
Yeah, I like fucking Jason Voorhees. He's got a cool mask, man. I think that's what started my real, like, I should kill people shit, you know?
This is your villain origin story.
Julio takes my name.
Taking a twist.
Let's do it. Everyone should know a serial killer in their lifetime, right? Might as well be me.
Does that count?
What should be my
yourself count as one of the potential
crickets. Chris, you gotta put crickets in there. You gotta edit some crickets in after Julio's comment there.
I'll leave a Gundam as my calling card. Like something I snap together.
Snap fit bloody covered Gundam. It's HG Gramps.
I'll stuff it inside of their body somehow.
Oh shit.
Throw them in the East River.
Wow, you're getting like real Patrick Bateman on this shit, man.
Well, now you gotta pick something else because they already know you're the killer. You've indicted yourself.
I want a
yourself.
Netflix documentary about this shit. They're gonna come interview you guys. It's gonna be fucking awesome.
Are they gonna call you the gunplay killer?
The gunplay killer.
Oh my god.
I kinda hate it.
Yeah, you're putting you on the path of good now.
This is the origin of my villain story. I really just want to take a nap. I'm not going to kill anybody.
How much of a description of life in your, you know, late 30s, early 40s is that?
Yeah.
I'm not going to kill anyone. I just need to take a nap.
I just need to sleep for a little bit, dude. I'm fine.
Just think how many would-be murderers don't kill their first victim because they're just tired.
Yeah. Don't want to do it. Don't want to deal.
What the fuck is happening right now?
I don't know about that one, Kyle, but I think that, like, I don't know. I was trying to segue
retrospect
something.
For you.
Maybe Kyle it's is simple. Just Kyle's curveballs are unavoidable.
They always find their mitt.
Sure. Okay, boss.
Try to hit this sidewinder.
Oh man,
baseball, by the way.
Yeah, I'm really happy. I'm really happy that we've done this though. This is fantastic. I'm gonna say a lot, but I love it. It's fantastic. Thanks for hanging out with me, guys.
Appreciate you.
Yeah, I wish you would. I wish you would impart more wisdom, Julio.
It wasn't even playing the video game then.
Yeah. I wasn't on my phone.
Well, I mean, it's easy to be distracted. It's hard to be present. That's definitely one thing. I mean, we've always tried to be honest with this podcast, and I really feel genuinely proud about that fact, is that we've always been very upfront and very on, not necessarily off the cuff. Well, we've always been off the cuff in a way, but we've also been very on front about everything. We own it all, and we never shy back from, you know, talking about topics and things that are model adjacent, you know, because anybody can, you know, and I value the podcasts that do the rundown of what's going out, what's new, things that I might not know about. Like I found out about some kick-ass models from listening to different podcasts that actually talk about the releases that are out there. But there's a larger volume of conversation outside of, you know, just what's pop in, you know, what's crispy, and even just like snapping Gundams or whatever. So it's like bigger than the, you know, the son of a bitch is on your block, you know, bigger. To change it.
Well,
like one thing I'm incredibly proud of with this podcast is the flow. Most of the time is very it's very natural. Like when we have, so essentially when we talk about a topic, right, the topic is always quite prevalent, you know, it's always up front, but we can play with it and not have it feel like we're forcing the topic. Right. You know, I've heard podcasts in the past that have a topic and then the you know, their hosts have they struggle with the topic and they go all over the place, they bounce back and forth, and it becomes a point where the topic is now lost, but the shenanigans remain. And having a balance of being able to pick up knowledge while enjoying what you're listening to is a very fine tightrope to walk through. But I feel like with these episodes, and you know, this is a very biased opinion because this is our show. I think we managed to straggle that line quite well. And, you know, I only ever really see us improving if we continue doing this. So, you know, I'm incredibly proud of this show and I'm incredibly excited to continue. Yeah, I hope we continue. So
onwards and upwards. We're never doing anything on a Tuesday night.
So as the proprietor of 99% of the chaos ensued in this podcast, I really enjoy what we do and I enjoy being part of this crew, and I like you guys let me be whatever the fuck you want to classify me as, because it's been a pleasure. On a serious note though, I mean, I do want to highlight again, Pabs is one of the most hardest working members on this. The only claim I have is I pick the picture we put on there. If Pabs likes it, no words, that's the rule. And maybe I'll come up with a topic or two, but I just want to like circle back. This man does a lot of work for this podcast and I want to make sure that that's, you know, a well understood thing. Like we're here to party and he's the man marshaling us cats. So without his hard work, none of what I say, no matter how dumb it is, would ever reach your ears. So thank that man for having you listen to the made up shit I bring to the table.
I plan this out. Every Wednesday and Thursday, I ask, hey guys, can I get an image for our like our social media post or whatever, right? Sometimes our thumbnail. And Kyle will always, I know Kyle will send something because he's kind of like, we've kind of designated that role for him. And do we all agree on that? Like, you know, Yeah. He's the thumbnail.
I'm not bad
image
it.
Guy.
I'm not bad at it.
Yeah, he'll send his stuff, and it's great. It's good. It's really good. But he always almost 92% of the time, it's always low res and with text. And my two criteria was I need them to be large or higher resolution, and I need them with no text, because our initial logo had the big built sideways thing on the side, right? And it didn't suit the whole. Like having text on there, because then it would muddle the whole image. And then this new one, while it's a little bit better because it's only on the lower left corner, it still doesn't encompass having any like bold text. Like this last one that we did with the knowledge sharing, like the share thing, well, that was borderline disgusting. I was like, I don't know if we should use this. there's text. So
what I do is I send two images. One is the joke image, just to get it off my chest. All right, I thought this was funny. Ha ha, it's relatable. You guys can laugh at it. And then I'll follow up with, this is the one I generally think is a good one to go with. Like, just water. It's the resin one. I was like, I can't think of any better image than this. I gave him like four or five other ones, but that one just spoke to me. I was like, yeah, that matched the topic perfectly.
There are some images that very, very questionable. Very questionable.
Hey, you give us the alternates. You give us a chance to post those ones. I like that. You don't censor us.
Yeah, there's been a few. Yeah. I mean, I'm not here to censor you guys either. I'm just helping focus the chaos a little bit.
If you ever wonder why some of the images are the way they are, you're welcome.
I will say, though, that the Kyle's face photoshopped on the infant child with the colors.
My favorite. That is a work of art. That one and George Stanza Harkins. Those were my favorite fucking cover ever.
Or like he did one. Pabs did one where like it was like my laughing face with a guy like leaning in front of like a big piece of trading for our packaging episode or something like. That was fun. And
then there's the hidden one where you're on top of the boxes.
Oh yeah, that was a good one too. Yeah, same face. Like same laughing face. Yeah. It's perfect.
I'm not what's the word for it? I can't think of the word. Oh, I'm not inspired like all that much normally, but when I am, I like to mess with it a lot.
I love when Pat stretches his muscles and that, because like this is gonna be good. He's cooking. This is gonna be good.
The Harkins stanza, I think. I've been a graphic designer for almost 17 years, and I don't think I'm ever gonna peak that way.
It was so seamless. I was like, oh my god, this is amazing. You were dying. You're like, guys, yeah. Guys, you gotta see this. I was like, this is amazing. I have no words. This is amazing.
So my problem with that image was, and well, I'm sure I'll put it somewhere so that people can see it. Is so I was messing with it, and I was putting Tim Child of Mecca's face on George Costanza's head, and I was like, okay, I don't know how well this is gonna go, because you know obviously Tim and he don't have the same kind of face shape, you know, and I can mess with it, but if I mess with it too much, it'll stop looking like Tim, and. Right. I placed Tim's head on there, and then, you know, obviously I blended it and made sure and added, you know, a bunch of layering and all that stuff to make sure it looked seamless. And then and then initially he didn't have George Costanza's glasses, right? Mm. And I looked at it and I was like, dude, this looks just like George Costanza without glasses. So what I did was I would you know, for anybody who is familiar with Photoshop, you know, you can turn the layers on and off, right, to make them visible and not visible. So I was just turning Tim's face on and off to look at him and George Costanza's face, right? And I was like, they look very similar. If you don't look at the face, the head shape, and obviously the head and all the other, like some of the features, right? Just turning his face on and off, because I tried to layer it to be close enough that Tim's eyes are where George Costanza's eyes are, because I wanted the glasses to be present at some point. And yes, I was just turning the layer on and off, and I was like, man, Tim looks like George Costanza. Not the face shape though, just the face.
Oh, shit.
But yeah, I love that. I love that image. I do want to thank Tim for being a kind of a, what's the word for it, a sport about it. because yeah, you know he could have taken offense and and he could have asked me to take it down, but it was all in good fun. And
Tim is a solid fucking guy. Aside from being a fantastic modeler,
he's a player of the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, he understands and he gets it. He's if you can't laugh at yourself and laugh with your friends, then what the fuck, right?
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure because Tim is also a very talented and experienced graphic designer. I'm sure I'll get mine at some point. Eventually.
Oh, yeah. Just wait.
He's cooking. Just be careful. He's waiting for the right image.
So yeah, thank you, Tim. It was very gracious of you to
speaking lend speaking us your of Tim. Face. Tim was one of our guests, and I'd like to highlight all the guests we've had in the last year or so, because we've had a bunch, and all of them, not a single guest that we haven't had on the show hasn't been a shitty I've loved every guest experience. I love talking, like some of them I know, some people I'm meeting for the first time while having on our show, and I've enjoyed every single one of them. It's been like I've known him for years, like it's just another bro shooting the shit with. You know, we've had Armida, we had Jonathan from OMC, we've had Tim, we've had, I'm running out of names, guys, help me please.
Salty. There's a lot of fucking episodes. We had
Salty. Yep, we had Devin.
Chris, we had Ryan.
Chris Meddings, yes.
We had Ryan Lau.
Yeah, Ryan Lau, exactly. Yes. Yeah,
fantastic, having Ryan on.
Yeah.
Paul was on an episode.
Mm-hmm. Paul's on a couple.
Oh, yes. Very early on, yes.
Very early on, yeah. So over the years. Last year, we didn't have Paul on because he's a very busy boy.
True. Oh, man, he's been mad busy, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I was thinking about that. And you know what, guys? Well, not even think about Paul's pool, Paul and your awesome ass pool in Florida. Thinking about doing the live streams again. Starting to
fun.
Try and get myself more present at the workbench, doing more active stuff. I think I'm about, we used to rock them a long time and it's been a minute. I need to force myself in a way through my committal to bullshit live on the internet. I think I'm going to start it up again.
Speaking of live streams, how could we forget? We also had Rinaldi on, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah, Mike.
Oh Rinaldi. Yes, yeah, Mike and Rinaldi. Yeah.
Just as a quick statistic of the episodes, Mike Rinaldi's episode is one of the more popular ones.
Nice.
Oh, nice. So,
top three, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice. Yeah, I haven't touched base with him in a while, actually. Yes.
While we're talking, we'll look through the episodes. I think the next thing we should highlight is what was our favorite episode in the past year for season 3. There's got to be some favorites of it. So while you're not talking, look at the list while the other person's talking, and then eventually we'll get to that point. So I know Pabs is already looking because he's trying to find other guests.
Yeah, I was looking at the guest stuff, but I guess I can look up other stuff too. Yeah, sure. Well, don't look it up now. We need to have a conversation.
I know. I'm about to hop in, so then you guys can have a chance to look.
Go.
So those were some of the guests. I'm sure we might be missing a few that we've had in this past year. But on that note, though, we have a good few that we're working with to kind of get scheduled so we can continue this, because I like, you know, having guests on the show because it provides a different perspective than the four of us. Five with Z occasionally, that, you know, you've grown familiar with what our opinions are. We don't really share anything different. We're pretty consistent, but it's nice when we have a guest because, like Pabs has mentioned before, one of our strongest assets about what we do on the show is we're not just an echo chamber. Saying yes to one another and not having any interesting conversation. We have different viewpoints and different experiences. So we have a very rich conversation. And having our guests in the show broadens that even greater because now we introduce another person's perspective. And typically we try to keep most of the guest episodes centric to a topic that they are familiar with. But in the same token, we let the guest deviate from that because, again, built sideways. We don't stay the formula, even though we wrote the formula. That sounds narcissist. But anyway,
It just rhymed, okay? That's why I said it. It's not because it's accurate. But having guests on here gives us even more viewpoints, and I think that's great because some of the topics we've had, like when we had Armita on, when we talked about, you know, the female side of things. None of us are females. We can't talk on that. But getting her introspect and getting a broader understanding of what it means to be a female within the hobby was great because I think that was one of our, like, real deep conversations. And I like the deep conversations there. Got good introspect, good, sparks. I mean, when you're at the workbench, poo-poo pee-pee is fun and all, but more intellectual conversation helps the listener's brain activity and then thus better performance in hobby stuff. It's scientifically proven. Just take my word for it. I did the research. I have a research paper out there. Don't look for it. It's there.
It's That's called me. a dissertation.
A doctorate. I did it for my PhD. Yes. Science words. Mm-hmm. Anyway, guests. It's good that we have guests. We have future guests coming. I just wanted to highlight some of the guests we've had this year. Anyway, guys, please say to me, I'm rambling. Oh, no.
Shit.
I think Kyle got swallowed by the Sarlacc.
Hey, Boba Fett's down here.
Fell into the pit of despair. We got real Beskar on there, homeboy. I am the host of this shit. I ought to do something about this. Yeah. Steer the ship somewhere. Some way.
Give me the Nolan.
Oh, man.
You know, you should have definitely played basketball.
Like, who?
Professionally. You, Brian.
No.
Yeah, man. You should have been like a point guard or some shit.
I am point guard height, but.
Yeah.
And, the whole physicality was never there. Everyone always told me that my entire life, though, that I should always have played basketball and did, you know.
Things. I think you would have killed it. Every shot
I can play basketball, but I don't play basketball. It's like I gotta be in the zone for it to be offensive, really. But yeah,
I don't think Pab should ever play basketball.
I think Pab would be great at basketball.
I played basketball in high school.
Get the fuck out of here. Yeah. Yo, could you do like a triple front flip and then dunk the ball?
What the hell is a triple front flip and then dunk the ball?
I don't know. You should do fucking parkour, dude.
I think I'm starting to get the feeling that Julio's idea of basketball is NBA jams.
Yeah. He's on fire. Jams. From downtown.
I love playing as the presidents. you would get the president heads on your player.
Really?
Fucking yeah, dude.
Big heads.
Yeah. And the jam. Fucking funny. Yeah,
it's a little off tangent, the anecdote. We had a Sega Genesis in my math class when I was in middle school. And occasionally, because I don't know, this teacher was fucking awesome, they would let us play on the Sega Genesis for a while. And the two games we had were Mortal Kombat and NBA Jam.
Fuck yeah.
And I would always pick the Chicago Bulls because, let's be honest, it's the 90s. That was going to be the power team.
Right.
Yep. And I would always do full court shots because my second player would always go across the full court by the time it made it to the hoop and then do a rebound and then make it in. So even if I didn't make the shot, and it's like the best player, like, from downtown, from across the way. It was fun. But yeah, math class in seventh grade was badass because we got to play Mortal Kombat and NBA Jam. Yeah.
Wild.
Discuss.
No, there's nothing to discuss, I don't think, there, actually. Pretty wild, though.
It was awesome.
To say the least.
Pretty wild.
Oy.
So,
I just can't leave it hanging like that.
Dead air. Just cut all this. Cut it all out.
I do all the time.
That's the thing.
That's why Pabs is busy. To cut out all this dead air.
I don't even know what to say. I don't know what to say.
So Kyle did mention this earlier, but and I'm sure you guys have already taken the time to look at it, but. What are your favorite episodes from this season so far?
From this season?
From this season, season 3. Because for me, it's actually the very first episode of season 3, which is Our Hubris. Mm. Like I really like that episode because it was really it takes a lot to self-reflect. I think not everyone, and we talked about this in that Hubris episode, not everybody can do it to a degree where you have to be critical about who you are, what you've been doing, if it's been any, you know, if you've gotten better, if you've gotten worse, blah blah blah. And you know, to self-reflect like that is I think healthy, and it really helped me to kind of be like, oh man, I'm being a dickhead, so let's
dial that back.
Call back.
How's it going?
My favorite episode was the cultural upbringing versus our natural upbringing. Yeah, I like that. That was actually Julio's topic,
and yeah, bitch,
he went deep in that episode. Yeah. Like he was Mariana Trench in that bitch. It was great.
Yeah, that was mine too.
Jason Varsi, Crystal Lake nonsense. We went for James Cameron. We were going, and we made it back. No Logitech controllers for this voyage.
Yeah, Kirk Cameron. Yeah.
Well, the comment is James Cameron actually has been to the Mariana Trench.
Yeah.
So just in case no one knew that.
Yeah, Deep Sea Horizon. Just
made movies about aliens, right? And murderers.
So was it not Deep Sea Horizon? Is that not the vessel?
I don't know what his vessel is, but he pretty much ventures.
It was. I believe it's retired at this point. But yeah, that's I believe that's the one that they went down.
He's done a couple trips.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, back in the day. Yeah.
And he's a huge anti-spoiler advocate.
There's been a lot of topical stuff going down. I've been listening to a lot of podcasts and finding out a lot of stuff. So, not that it matters. For me, man, that's the thing. I don't think that there's a specific one for me that is like the best episode. I think that the best part of the most recent season, or all of the seasons, or everything that we've been doing so far, is that like we have continued to have good conversations and lighthearted conversations at that about, you know, a lot of different topics that help and or if anything, not in like learning a new technique or anything, but just like adding a lighthearted element to the hobby. And we kind of like I really enjoy that we don't like pull punches, and we don't like skirt issues. We always own our shit. We own our ass, and we're going to continue to own our ass, I think.
Get your ass on the floor with your two left feet.
I do have to. Yes.
Yeah, my favorite episode is definitely the nature and nurture upbringing. That was a fun episode. That was early on. I should have waited and not done that so early in the season.
Nah, man, kick it off strong.
Later, but that shit like episode 340. You think we can? Yo, you think we can do 340 episodes? Holy
shit. Do you think you could do 340 episodes?
Yeah, I only talk 3 minutes an episode. I could do it.
Well, remember, your contract takes you out to 556 episodes. So, you're with us for a hot minute.
So you make it sound like you talking for 3 minutes is a good thing. You talk for 3 minutes, but you're here for the entire recording session.
Yeah. But all you have to chop up is 3 minutes. It's not bad. Interspersed in an hour, it's not bad at all. 15 seconds.
In all honesty, in season 3, I feel like I've cut out more background noise from Julio's audio than his voice.
No idea why, dude.
It's mostly you know, sirens. It's outside. It's
fucking New York.
Remember when I used to live in Bed-Stuy, guys?
Yeah. That was episode or season 1. You've moved a lot since then.
Damn, where is it? No, I think.
I think we started here.
Critical Builds was still going.
Critical Builds is
Critical Builds
there,
and the Robo Dojo.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. And then all the workbench, all my hundreds of episodes.
With Paul and everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man. Yeah, it's been a wild ride, guys.
Hell yeah, baby. Bye.
I'm back.
Yeah, I wonder what listeners' episodes, what they like. We should do a poll to see what the listeners' episodes, which episodes they like so far of the season.
I like that.
Yeah.
Get them in the problem is I don't know how to make a poll.
Babs knows.
Babs teach me.
I do.
Yeah, Babs got it. He's on it.
I got it.
I could probably do it too. On Instagram. Episodes.
Totally.
Yeah.
It's good shit, guys. We got 300 episodes to go. How many years would that be?
I mean, if we're pushing like 50 six? Episodes every 3 to 2 every 2 years.
Oh,
wait. Yeah. So 22 like episodes every year.
8 years.
Wait, hold on. What? We're saying 50 years. Episodes every for 2 years. You said 22 episodes a year. Is that right, Kyle?
Yeah, Bob average, because it's 22, 23. It averages.
And you said how many, Julio, initially?
300.
Oh, I'm thinking 400. I'm sorry. I thought 400. I'm thinking 400. So.
300 fucking episodes. Holy shit.
And we haven't missed a single one, guys. That's crazy.
I would like to continue as much as I can. However, I wanted to remain fun. Like, you know, I don't want to do sometimes there are people who do this out of necessity, or they do it, you know, even though they're really enjoying it anymore. I want to keep having fun, you know, as long as there's topics to talk about, as long as there's things to talk about, as long as there's a conversation to be had, I'd like to keep doing it. So
I agree.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's loads to talk about. I feel like we gotta be present.
Yeah,
I was gonna say we gotta be present. You know, we gotta be like, has to be a valid conversation. It can't just be like, you know, talking into the ether. There's no reason for that. And I know that we have like we do have some, like Kyle sort of hinted at earlier, we do have some collaboration interviews coming up, and not interviews, but like guests. Have join in the conversation. That's how we love to have it. We like to have our guests come and join in the conversation versus like, you know, just a straight straightforward interview. We have some good ones coming up. Lots of things coming down the pipe. Yeah, it's great. A lot of that is also associated with your participation out there in the audience too. If you guys have any questions or comments or commentary or ideas or something you guys think that you would like to hear our specific ideas or thoughts or, you know, whatever about, hit us up on our socials, or hit us up on builtsidewayspodcast@gmail.com. I think that's like a very important thing too, is to help continue and further the conversation. We have a fabulous Discord that you guys can join in. If you look at any of or if you look at the Instagram Jammy or whatever in the description below this podcast that you're listening to right now, you'll be able to find that. Join the Discord. It's a conversation over there. It's always going on. Lots of stuff. And we always love to hear new ideas for conversation, and then just see what everyone's doing and all that.
Discord?
Thank you.
Yeah, I've been meaning to get on Discord more, because
you know, I just had to log in on all my shit again. Like, I don't know why it keeps logging me out. I never get notifications for shit.
I don't know either. I know that Chris and I are on there a lot, and there's a lot of other people on there too. It's a great community.
I've been vicariously living through Devin's pictures of him going whitewater rafting.
Oh, man. Yeah. Him skiing and the kayaking. I'm always talking to him, like, man, I wanna be out there with you enjoying this shit. I need me some nature.
Exactly. Yeah, get out there, touch grass, as they say.
And I'm gonna eat it too, because you know me, veggie boy over here.
Well, I mean, I guess. It depends on the, make sure that you're only eating the good stuff.
Organic grass only, grass-fed grass.
Well, no, you don't want to eat something that's been treated with chemicals. Let's not get into this, Kyle.
Oh, you're talking about fun grass. Okay. Don't do fun
grass. No. I'm talking about like actual, if you're trying to eat like something's lawn, you don't want that, something that like somebody came through and sprayed some true green chemical bullshit on
we call that grass. Call that fun grass, Brian. It gives you all the best dreams and
oh my god, it'll kill you with the nitrogen and the and all the
fuck me up.
No, exactly. Yeah, don't. Yeah. Ugh, what am I talking about? Jesus Christ. I was gonna end. Beep, we'll put that out. Thank you, buddy. This, here we are at the end of the show. As it's already started, I tried to start before. Kyle, I love you. You are an endless source of segues and derivations. You silly bastard.
Why is it when you said segue, I was thinking about the little thing you ride around, you know, lean forward and shit, rather than actual transitions and sentences? Here we are.
You know, I think that's one of the great mysteries of time. I want to thank Chris and Kyle and Julio for joining me tonight to talk about all this stuff. It's our anniversary-ish episode. Thank you, USA Gundam Store, for getting us all these mics. Because Chris, remember if you heard earlier in the episode where we all had terrible mics? I think Chris was trying to talk back to it, how we gratefully and graciously got all these mics from USA Gundam Store with some help from our latent friend Zeshin, who's not here right now. He's here in spirit. He's up fighting bears, karate style. Nice. Think like a triple RRR style. He's like fighting a bear.
I have a funny story about this too. When I was in the military, I was part of a unit, and our acronym for it was Bear Base, which is Bear Airfield something resources. It was an acronym. And the mantra for our unit, because it was the 49th MMSS, Material Maintenance Support Group. And it was like, what base? Bear base. Or bear base. And it's like, let me see your bear face. And we're like, rawr. That was like a whatever award ceremony.
You guys are a bunch of dorks.
Yeah, like, rawr. Let me see your bear face. And we're like, rawr. Awesome. So they did away with that like a couple years in. And so it was like the old guard knew that slogan while the younger kids were just like, I'm going to work at Bear Base. I'm like, We used to make the rawr face.
We used to make the rawr face. Yeah.
You know, when you fucking know about that, youngin', you know, rawr. Bear
base. Wow. Good shit, Kyle.
It's been a minute, so maybe that's why I'm dumping it all on this episode. The last few episodes have been more well behaved.
It's been
so.
A couple weeks since we recorded. It's
fucking boiling over.
We do greatly appreciate all of your stories because you are a fascinating individual and you have led a fascinating life.
An enigma.
We appreciate you, brother.
Guys.
Little thumbs up. I love it. It's beautiful. If you guys want to contact any of us, you can hit us up on our socials, Chris Pabs, Clippin' Nubs, Clueless_Kyle.
Style builder.
Yeah, no, you can find us on Instagram. It's easy to find. We're on the Twitters and we're on all the other stuff too. Do you guys have anything else you want to add other than Kyle?
Yeah, I've added enough. We're good.
Great. Chris, what?
No, that's it. Happy anniversary to Bits Always. Many more to come, hopefully. And thank you for listening. Well, as always.
Awesome. Good night, guys.
Good night. Bye.
Have a good time.